Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Michael Goodyear. When one thinks of environmental action, one often thinks of the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. The second of these, reuse, is not a recent practice. In fact, it has been in use for centuries. Some of the world's greatest monuments were constructed from partially reused materials, including even Charlemagne's own chapel and the famous La Mezquita in Córdoba. In the early Middle Ages, finances were often scarce. The region had already been heavily quarried for precious stone, such as marble and porphyry, and the effort of finding new sources of stone and creating new works of architecture would be costly and time-consuming. The Byzantine Empire, the descendant of the Eastern Roman Empire, and the Islamic Caliphate began to reuse old architecture. The richer half of the Byzantine Empire was taken by Arab invaders, and the Byzantines had to adapt their approach to architecture. Their coffers were relatively bare, and they were now on the defensive. They could not create the magnificent churches and statues of earlier days due to these limitations. Now they had to focus on setting up defensive forts and walls to protect the empire against the pressing assaults of Islam. For this purpose, the Byzantines reused materials from older Greek, Roman, and even Byzantine sites, incorporating columns, statues, and masonry that once made up monuments and cities into defensive walls. When pressed, the Byzantines adapted their use of architecture and their meager resources to survive. Islam, on the other hand, was on the rise. Its meteoric rise to power in the Middle East gave it lands and wealth, but it still lacked the necessary resources to build entire cities from scratch. The old Roman and Byzantine towns, some of which had been abandoned, provided treasure troves of building materials for the Arab masons. They even converted some churches into mosques to reuse the space and building. Reusing old materials saved the Arabs time and money, and out of the reused materials, they could still create imposing defenses and great monuments that still stand today. The Byzantine Empire and the Islamic Caliphate provide us with an important lesson. Centuries ago, ancient and medieval states practiced one of our modern three R's of recycling: reuse. The reuse of old materials was not only convenient and cut down on costs, but was also used for creating walls necessary for survival and for building world-famous monuments such as the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. When people lack resources, they adapt their usage, just like the Byzantines and Arabs did back in the 7th century, finding critical architectural supplies among old sites. In the modern sense, reuse may be associated with trash, but even out of the old and abandoned, we can all find something useful and perhaps even extraordinary.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.